It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Cut back into him and he hit him perfectly and the ball bounced out, hit Sandersfeld, and then there was about two or three great blocks by some young football players and we ended up scoring a touchdown, which created a huge, huge momentum. That when you go back and you watch film, you know, I guess the first thing he shows is that, you know, it's never as bad as you think it is and it's never as good as you think it is. But, you know, the main takeaway was we played really well in the second half against a top team.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head coach Jay Long with us in the studio today for our weekly Jay Long Show, talking Chadron State college football here now, coming up on the week four game at Western Colorado. We'll look at that matchup in a bit, but as first we always start looking back at the previous Saturday and get the coach's thoughts. Jay, how about your reaction and the team's reaction to the game after digesting it for a couple of days? Black Hill State came down here, earned a tough road win.
Dave, I guess it hurt. I mean, and it should hurt. Anytime you lose, it's got to hurt or you're not working hard enough. And, you know, on our Monday morning meeting, when we talked to the players after, you know, 24 hours of watching the film and finding out what we did well and what we did wrong, and I told our guys, you know, really we have just two choices. We can either sit around and complain about it, or we can go, you know, go back to work and get better. And, you know, when you look at our community, you look like where we're at, you know, we're basically majority of our areas, you know, based upon ag. And I was born ag and in an ag family, and you know, things don't always go our way. It probably won't be the first time that our players will have, you know, things didn't go the way we wanted to, but it's how you react and it's how you go back to work, because there's really no other thing you can dwell on. We just got to go out and we got to go back to work and go fix it and continue to get better.
Sometimes losses like that can really fuel the rest of the season, a chip on the shoulder kind of thing, and you get that reset. Looking forward to seeing how it goes at Western Colorado, but we want to find out too from you where you thought some of the turning points were. You've been able to look at film, talk with the coaches, you said, and the guys, and maybe what you thought the differences were that ultimately led to Black Hills being able to win that one.
You know, I guess when you look at just the things that are just the stats, what you see is, you know, on offense, we had over 500 yards. We rushed for over 260 yards. We only punted twice in the game. Those stats show that, you know, hey, that we should have scored more points than we did. So when you look at the negative side, the things we got to fix is we got to finish those drives in the end zone. When you look at, you know, moving the ball, I thought we moved the ball up and down the field. We just got to end up finishing in that end zone and scoring those points. You know, defensively, you know, when we went into the game, when we talked about keys, we wanted to make them one dimensional, stop the run. You know, all except for the last drive, Dave, our defense stopped the run. And on the last drive of the game, you know, our defense is trying to strip the ball. We are in a point where you have to strip the ball and in order to get the ball back for the offense. You know, they got, I think, 40 of their 150 yards on that last drive. So we held them to around that 110 yards rushing, which is really good. You know, when you look at the other side of things, we made them one-dimensional where they had to throw in the game. But the negative side of it was is we weren't very good on third down, and that's the thing that we got to fix, is got to get off the field. And it wasn't just, you know, one facet of the game either. It was when they were throwing it on us or that, you know, it all comes down to the rush, it comes down to the coverage, it comes down to, you know, going out and, you know, a couple of them were quarterback draws with, you know, making plays when we need to make the plays. And so that's something that we're going to look at, you know, having to put a focus on this week. And then, you know, our special teams, we had a turnover on special teams. We gave the ball to them on special teams. We had a blocked field goal, which I would lined up for, I think it was a 52-yard field goal. And, you know, we truly feel like we have a kicker that can kick, you know, we can get the school record with him. So he has a big leg and you know, but we need to have all of our operations right. And so when you're looking at the overall scheme, we won our special teams, but we did lose because we turned over the ball and we had a blocked kick. So when you're looking at those things, you know, right there, it's all those little things that need to get fixed. And the thing that we talked about, you know, with our guys is our kids are playing hard. When you watch us on film, we are playing like Eagle football. We're playing hard. We're playing with aggression. Now what we need to do is we got to focus on executing. And playing hard is just not enough. We have to go out and execute. And, you know, that's that next phase and that thing that we are really working on this week. And we've been working together as a team. And when you look at us, Dave, you know, the wins are not showing it, but there is growth showing. And, you know, the last time this happened, you know, to us was when, you know, John McClellan McLean was our 5-year starting quarterback for us. And then we went to, you know, where we hit a youth cycle again. And right now we're in a youth cycle in our team. We are a developmental team, Dave. And with that, I mean, we got to develop these young guys. And we are developing. We just need to continue to focus on executing those things. And wins will come with that as we progress as a team.
Head Coach Jay Long on our Tuesday program. And Jay, as you look ahead towards this week and the rest of the season, a little bit of uncertainty at that quarterback position. Your starter Heath B. Miller was injured late in the game. Mason Hamilton, who's been with the program for 3 years and was kind of in that spring and fall battle with Heath for the starting position, he came in off the bench, orchestrated a couple of touchdown drives in relief, and seemed to bring a nice spark to the offense when he was in as well. What can you tell us about Heath's injury and what the quarterback position is going to look like early here in the week?
Right now Heath is not practicing. We'll know more on him as the end of the week. But you know, Mason, you know, he came in and provided a great spark. And you know, I think that also when he came in, it showed us something offensively. Also, it showed us that when he came in, we started playing fast and we started really simplifying our scheme and we moved down the field. And when you look at other things that we really take pride in is winning that fourth quarter and wearing people down. And in the fourth quarter, you know, our O-line was moving people. We were running downhill, and you know, we really were putting ourselves in an opportunity where we had a chance to win the game at the end of the game. And Mason was a big part of that. So when you look at it going into this week, you know, we've been saying all year that they're really close in the quarterback battle, and you know, Mason is going to be taking the majority of the reps this week. So it'll be a great opportunity for him and the team this weekend.
Always a good lesson to that. Always be ready mantra that you guys talk about. Yeah. Next man up, and Mason ready and stepped in. Hopefully Heath will be healthy moving forward, so you do have whoever you want of those two to play that quarterback position. Let's move to Jalen Starks now. You're running back, the UCLA transfer. Just a monster game for Jalen on the ground. 125 yards rushing, the official total. A huge fourth down touchdown run, too, that made it a 26-23 game late and almost led us all the way back.
You know, I think every week we've talked about him in some facet. The first week one, he was unreal on special teams. Week two, we got him started running downhill and finding right seams for him and started providing spark. This game here, it took off for him. And I think that that run that you're talking about where we scored a touchdown on was probably one of the most impressive runs that I've seen as an offensive line coach in my 20 years. And you know, he's a guy that, you know, we got to continue to lean on with things because he gets those hard yards. And the other thing with that, when that happens, is when you look at our other two running backs, Dorian and Jaden, both of those two guys, his yards per carry went up because when you have a guy like Jalen banging on defenses and wearing down defenses, it allows those other two backs to go be themselves. And Jaden Cox, you know, can go out and be that scat back. And then Dorian had some really good hard runs on the edge and up the middle. So I thought both those two guys ran real well also.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Dorian especially too. He caught that touchdown pass in the second half as well and was a nice spark off the bench too. Coach, right after the Starks TD, there was about 321 left in the fourth quarter. Special teams, CSC always looking to make that big play, that momentum play, and it looked like you were looking for one there. Tried a pop-up kickoff, BH ends up covering it up and gets a drive started at the 41. Were you seeing that as an opportunity in that moment of the game to really catch him off guard, maybe for a turnover?
Yeah, you know, when we called it, we wanted to go deep left. Gunner's been putting all of them in the end zone all day. Well, Black Hills came out in an onside look, so they were right, they had all their players up. We wanted to make an audible out there, and we wanted to kick it in one of their open holes. And we kicked it. They were able to get on it, fair catch it. We still had the timeouts. We just needed to make sure that we could stop. You know, we needed to stop them on the first down. If we would have stopped them on that first from getting a first down, we would have had about a minute and a half of on the clock left over. And then we felt like, you know, with Gunner that, you know, we got to get in the field goal range. We need to be about at that 35-40 yard line. If we're at the 30 yard line, we feel really good. But that was what our plan was. And unfortunately, they got 2 first downs. So then we had to go to stripping on the ball.
And the way that the offense with Mason coming in and then in that quarter getting a couple of scores, moving it pretty good, the confidence high that you could get down into that field goal range or maybe even win it in the end zone. Coach, defensively, Richie McCormack, a freshman, another big game. Xavier Harrell, too, had a bunch of tackles. Xavier was around the football making big plays all night. I think he had to get a new chin strap. Maybe the helmet popped off a few times, but he was just hitting everybody.
Yeah, when you look at guys that are getting the most reps on our team, Xavier's one of those guys that gets the most reps on our team. Dax Urardi's one of those guys that gets the most reps on our team. Both, you know, great players. They were all over the field, and they're guys that are tough players. And also, you know, Richie's really starting to grow into his own here. He's a true freshman, and that position that we got him at with that middle linebacker, he's able to, the D-line's able to close down the gaps, and he's able to just go be an athlete and run and go make plays, and he's been really utilizing that and taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
Another name that I'd like to say in there is Hunter O'Connor. Hunter O'Connor on D-line has been doing a really good job. I don't know if he got any sacks, but I know this. I know he got two TFLs. I know that he was in on one of the on the interception that Dax Urardi got. He pressured the quarterback. He's a guy that's been playing really solid the past three games, and a guy that I definitely want to mention on this because he's been playing like an eagle.
He's had a great first three games. O'Connor up on that defensive front, and the youth there, Xavier, Hunter, Richie, all really young guys. You were talking developmental program earlier. Those guys are moving along pretty quick in that developmental side of things and have become bona fide stars.
Yeah, when you look at us, you know, offensively and defensively, there's a lot of young players that are out there on the football field, and they're all getting great opportunities to get themselves better. And the thing that is, as a coach, is that we cannot allow that to be an excuse. We got to make sure that they're continuing to grow, they're continuing to go out and make plays, and for the most part, those guys are. And that's what we got to continue to press and continue to give them as many opportunities in practice to go make those plays in practice, so when it comes game time, they're able to make it and they have the confidence to make it.
Shadron State football coach Jay Long on the Tuesday Jay Long Show. Let's go to our weekly Hammer Award winner segment, Coach, the special teams honor voted by the team each week. We've had Jalen Starks and Dylan Soule pick up the first couple. Who got it for week three?
Gunner, like I told you on all of his kickoffs, put them all in the end zone. Gunner had a great day kicking. Also did a good job with his extra points, getting up the ball, all that. He was nominated. Brody had a 45-yard punt average, so he had an outstanding day. And Tanner True blocked a kick. So those guys were the guys that we got nominated. Brody won the hammer. It was very close between him and Tanner True, so it was good to see those guys making those plays.
Yeah, when you block a kick, you're always in the running. And Brody, just two punts, the way you guys were able to move the ball, but two big ones, and he has been impressive in three games as well. So congrats to Brody Eisenbraun, the punter, the Hammer Award this week, voted by his teammates. We'll move to injuries and health. We've addressed Heath B. Miller, but a lot of guys, both teams really had injury issues that would stop the game a lot the other night. Juan Estrada Sanchez on the O-line comes to mind for the Eagles, and there were some others. What can you tell us about guys on the squad for this week?
Yeah, Juan was a kid. He was banged up last week. He got hurt in the Dixie game with his ankle. He didn't finish. He took minimal reps all week. With the game time adrenaline and that, he was able to go out and play, and he played actually a pretty good game, but he did come off the field twice. He did not finish the game. This week here, we're gonna sit down and make a decision where he's at. He is still day to day. It's not practice Monday or Tuesday, so okay. We're now looking at Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, seeing where he's at. I guess long story, we are a little bit banged up. We are hitting that point in the season where we're about midway, where you do have some boo-boos, and our guys are going to have to continue to get treatments, take care of their bodies. We'll continue to put the next guy in and those type of things. But good news is, I think we're hoping that Joey Guile is going to be able to come back this week. If he isn't, I think that it's going to become more and more stronger each week with him being able to play. So that is some good news out of that.
Yeah, great news. Terrific linebacker, hopefully back in the lineup soon. Coach, final question for you as we look ahead to Western Colorado this week. Trip to Gunnison's always fun. Last year's Co-Armac champions had a good season, but they've sputtered out of the gate, too. A couple of road losses for Western. However, they kind of surprised us with a road win at Pueblo last week. What do you make of the Western squad coming in early this week?
Coach Baines does a great job at Western State. When you look at his tenure, I think him and I are about the same as far as time in the Armac. I think, or as being a head coach, I think we both became a head coach. I think he was 28 and I was 32 when we became head coaches. And we both got the head job at the same time. I got Black Hills and he got obviously Western. And, you know, he started off, you know, his career and you know, Western was really struggling. And after about 9 years, he's gotten the team where last year they obviously fought for shared the conference title. And, you know, their guys are coached real well. They have a really good, you know, recipe. It's very similar to ours when you look at their goals and what they want to do. And, you know, their goal is, and what they did versus Pueblo is they wanted to run the ball, play great defense, and then win on special teams. And, you know, that's similar to the same plan that we use. And right now, you know, when they went against Western, I think they both ran the ball, I think it was 40 sometimes, 42 times or something like that. And then they controlled the clock and then they played great defense. And Western's defense is, you know, coached by Coach Hauer, who's a very familiar name around here. And Coach Hauer does a great job, you know, with his defenses. And they play very, very hard. And, you know, they overcome their mistakes with their effort. So that's what we know about them. And then obviously on special teams, they're going to be one of the better special teams in our conference. They have been year in, year out. So that's going to be another good matchup for us. You know, when we look at like what our focus is this week, we're really just focusing on ourselves. And it's focused on getting better. And it's focused on executing the game plan. And Dave, I can tell you right now, my voice is very monotone this road trip. But I am extremely excited to get back on this bus and get back out on the football field, because we want to continue to get better. And where we get better is in practices, but also, you know, getting those game time reps. So we are excited to go up there and play at Western State. They're remodeling their football field, so it's going to be on their soccer field.
Yeah.
There's only 500 fans that are allowed to go to the game. So any parents that are listening that want to go, or Shattern State fans, go to our webpage. There's 100 tickets that they're going to give. I think they're $10 a piece, but they are going to give to the Shattern fans. So, but that needs to be done by Wednesday at noon.
Yeah. So get on that, fans, if you want to attend that game. Great point on the stadium renovations, Coach. And thanks again for joining us here today. We know you and the guys are really excited to get up there, play again, and take on these Mountaineers. Always appreciate it on Tuesday, Coach. Thanks so much.
And thank you, Dave, and go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street, or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.